when you hear that music, get up and dance. Yeah, because this is Connected Us Radio Show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America. Yeah, this is your host, John Edison. I'm coming to you early this Saturday night. No more after midnight shows for me. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time, and 6 o'clock Pacific Time, USA. Okay, maybe the show is Connect the Dots. And let me just give you a little, orientation here. But there's a new sun rising up angry in the sky. There's a new voice saying we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, because nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. The future is coming in now, sweet and strong. Ain't nobody gonna hold it back for long. There are new dreams crowding out older realities. There's revolution sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world still make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. And that's the way it is. The future is creeping in on us, whether you like it or not. It's a done deal. Four words to say it all: victory of the light. That's right. The war has been won. The dark side is going down. Yeah, there'll be a few more holdout diehards annoying the human race for the next year, roughly. But they have lost the war. The dark forces, you know, a few scrimmages here and there, just like the end of the Civil War. You know, the war had ended, but there were small groups out there on the perimeter. They were still fighting each other because they hadn't got the message yet. Well, the message here tonight, the war is over. Victory of the light. The light forces have won. It's just a few scrimmages left to wrap up, round up the bad guys, and take them away. And that's how it's going to be on Resurrection Day. Hey, that would be a good day for it to happen. You're going to hear about things on this show like the event, because that's what this is all leading up to. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've got a phone, you can participate. 888-627-6008. Or if you want to do a regular call-in number, you can do 323-744-4831. But why not use the toll-free number? But back to the event. It's coming. It's on its way. We're in the process of getting there. If you haven't heard about the event yet, well, it's going to be the quantum recrystallization of all matter. Yeah, that term actually was coined 50 years ago, if not longer. But, of course, you know, truths like that have been kept from the human race for so long. But that's essentially what's going to happen. It's going to be a metamorphosis of our human bodies. I hear it's going to happen in the blink of an eye or something similarly that fast. and it's going to, everyone's going to feel it and participate. It's going to be like a wave of love. It'll be a wave of energy, but it'll also be a wave of love. And it will be transmuting your flesh and blood into a superior form of a human body, a crystalline, diamond crystalline form with a diamond crystal heart. A reconnection to the whole universe. No more isolation. No more dormant DNA. It's all going to be activated. It's something to look forward to. And we should be not only looking at it forward as individuals, but as a collective consciousness. And speaking about collective consciousnesses, April 8th is the solar eclipse. And you're all being invited to join in on the global meditation, because this is going to open the doors wider. The more people that participate, the wider the doors will be open for more light to come into our world. And light is what dissipates darkness. Understand how it works. And your participation strengthens the light. So please consider April 8th. It's around 2:18 p.m. on the East Coast. But the place to find out all about it and prepare yourself to join in the meditation is you got to go to the portal. That's right. Get on your computer and just Google it in. 2012portal.blogspot.com. That's it. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And if you can't remember that, well, hey, you wait a couple of days and archive this show and run it back, and you'll get the details of who to contact. And you'll still have time to make the meditation on April 8th, the solar eclipse meditation, in perfect harmony with the solar eclipse. Solar eclipses bring create more powerful energies. And also, on top of that, you need to consider, at the moment of the solar eclipse, it's the beginning of the new moon. And if you haven't heard this before, a new moon is the time to start a project, because as the lunar lights become bigger, working up to a full moon, the energies increase. That's right. The moon gives off energies too. And so it's all falling in sync. April 8th, the solar eclipse, a new moon is starting. It's time to put a new project in motion so it can gain energy up to a full moon. And there'll be extra energy coming in from the event itself. You need to be part of this. Of course, we all want to go out and watch it, put our protective glasses on and watch it, but you know, you can actually probably see a better review of it on the TV, because the TV station, many TV stations are going to be filming this. So even if it's cloudy there where you might be, you don't have to worry about it. You'll catch it on the TV shortly thereafter on the evening news. It's happening on a Monday. There'll be your 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock evening news on the Bluetooth. And they will show you the eclipse. And it's one of the few things they're willing to share with you. The rest of the truths, the hidden truths, you'll never get a glimpse of it on regular TV. In fact, they'll keep you in the dark until the end, if they have it their way. And they might be able to keep you in the dark until the event. But if you listen to shows like this, you'll find out what's happening. And you'll understand it's building up. I mean, the event, you know, it's going to be a transformation of the human race. Simply put, And we're all going to progress in a positive direction at that moment in time. And though nobody knows the exact date, the approximation is the first half of 2025. It's not that far away. So it could be January 2025, or it could be June 2025. Maybe the first day in July of 2025 if it drags out to the end. But this is pretty much the situation. The main thing is, you're hearing about it now. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Look forward to and participate in the global meditations. That'll help bring it closer, you know? If the creator who will make the decision of what time it's going to be, when he sees that the human race is ready, might happen the first day of the new year, you know? So you have your part to play in it too. I do. We all do. Because the new reality is going to be a collective reality. Sure, we'll still have our individual personalities. Individual personalities last forever. They're eternal. Just like your soul is eternal. Except for the dark forces that are insistent upon being anti-godly. There's another place for them, and they lose their eternity. And I hear hundreds of thousands of this planet will be, and they'll all be rendered up after the event. But you don't have to worry about that. If you're listening to my voice, you're not one of them, because dark entities don't listen to shows like this. And good things to look forward to. And there's so much information coming out now about the power of your mind, how your intention makes reality. Yeah, your minds are this powerful. And we've all been lied to. We've all been put down by the controlling forces to make us think that we're not worthy of anything, but we all are. But the road is still going to be a little rocky until we get to that event, because, like I said, the bad guys are still going to try to get us to slip on banana peels or anything else bad they can do, like all the events are doing already. We know the chemtrails. Hey, good news with the chemtrails, you know, it's official. State of Tennessee has passed a law that it is illegal for planes to disperse anything in the airspace over Tennessee. I hope they're able to enforce that. But, and I hope that many other states take the same action. And then the federal government, the dark side of the federal government, won't have any place to fly their chemtrail planes, and we know it's a federal government project. Hold on, I got to take a drink of water. Mm-hmm. Wow, nothing tastes better than water when it's cold. Well, at least that's how I like water cold. And nothing satisfies your thirst better than water, good water. Not tap water. It has to be spring water or engineered water. Yeah, you can buy things. Hey, this is an educational show. I've said it before, but I've on the late shows, but now that I'm earlier in the evening, perhaps this audience doesn't never heard of it. The best way to get perfect water, and there's two ways in America. There's a company called John Ellis that sells the machine that transmutes regular water into close to pure water, as close as you can get by alternating it. Of course, you can take some water in a bowl, start with spring water, and put it out in the sun, leave a crystal maybe inside the water, and the sunlight will help change the water for the better. If you're good with mind control, you can mentally talk to the water and make it a perfect shape water. You need an example of what perfect shape water looks like? Find Dr. Emoto's, the late Dr. Emoto's DVD. I think it's called The Magic of Water, something like that. Look it up, Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Get yourself a, I had the DVD myself. And they had the pictures of how he took photographs of water when it starts to freeze and crystallize. And it's always in a hexagonal shape, which represents perfect shape water. And the other place is it's out in Arizona. I think they're still making it. The late Dr. Patrick Flanagan, Crystal Energy Concentrate, it's called. You add a couple of drops to a gallon of water, and in a very, very short amount of time, it transmutes that water into perfect low-tension water. Low surface tension means it goes into your cells easier. You know, even when you drink regular spring water, your body has to turn that spring water into living water, and your body's capable of doing that. But it's better if you can drink it already fixed, and then it more quicker goes into your cells and brings the good stuff in and washes your cells out. The universal solvent, H2O, and takes any contaminants out. And you need water for your human body system to work properly. And you should be drinking. That's one thing that the quack doctors actually were saying right all these years, drink 8 glasses of water. You might not have to drink 8, but make sure it's 8 good glasses of water. Never drink tap water unless you're dying of thirst and that's the only thing available. And then don't drink too much of it. Loaded with contaminants, you know, the stuff they put in tap water, it creates about somewhere between 300 and 400 contaminants. Yeah. So forget about the water filter that you put on your faucet because you would need, I don't know, somewhere between 7 and 9 feet of that to get out all those contaminants. And some of them don't break down that easy. That's why you're better taking water and distilling it, distill the water yourself, because it's almost impossible to find distilled water in glass. You buy distilled water in plastic from somebody, some water company. You know, sometimes it's called the bag in the box. So water is going to leach out the plastic, and that's not what you want. So, keeping things in glass is always better. And it's even hard to get spring water in glass. You know, I think on the East Coast, there's only one company. You can get it from Deer Park, and then you've got to pay an unbelievably high price for that 5-gallon bottle of water in glass. You know, it's astronomical, but it's better for your health. And, this is an educational show, and I am connecting the dots. So anyhow, let's just jump over to the spiritual world here. You know, we are really all spirits living or in a dreamlike movie inside a human flesh and blood body, but who we are, our consciousness, we're spirits. We're eternal spirits. But at the same time, when we have this existence on Earth in the physical body, if we want help from the spirit realms, our higher self or our guardian angels or anyone in the faster vibrating realms, that is not in physical form to come and assist us in whatever we need assistance in, we have to ask for them to come in our lives because that's how it is. They want to respect our free will. So if you want to connect with your higher spirit, your higher self, it's sometimes called, you need to there has to be an intention to connect with your eye or spirit. You have to, I guess, telepathically put it out there. Of course, you can verbalize it too, but you have to do that. You have to ask for help. Kind of correlates with the famous teaching of Jesus, ask and you shall receive, which also translates into you have not because you ask not. Now, think about that. So these are important things to understand, that if you decide to endeavor with speaking with some unknown spirit, channeling, even trying channeling, you have to test the spirit before you deal with it, and ask some key question 3 times in a row, and that spirit has to answer you. Even the demons have to abide by this law. They have to answer you the same way 3 times. And they might try to, if they answer only twice and then try to change the subject, that's a bad sign. You know, they're trying to trick you, hey, and they are tricksters. But that's the rules of play, we could say, in dealing with that. And there are people out there, if you're on the internet, there are people claiming to be channelers. And the person who's claiming that, they probably don't even know they're dealing with a demon, pretending to be a good person of the light, because they didn't bother to test that spirit. You know, you got to ask key questions like, where's your allegiance to the creator of all there is? Is your allegiance to the creator of all there is? And if that spirit is, he'll answer you yes, or she'll answer you yes. And then you ask the same question again. And if they are, they say they are, they'll answer yes again. And then you do it a 3rd time. They won't get annoyed because they know what the rules of play are also. But this is an important thing. There's a lot of people out there. I'm able to tell by the misinformation they try to slip in, and that's the old trick. You know, they give you little truths, and then they slip in the false information. You know, it's kind of like the game of Simon Says. In fact, that's what that game is teaching you about being tricked. You know, you play that game, and you don't know how to play Simon Says. Well, I don't know. Find out how to play it. Most humans in America have learned how to play that game. And that's the trick. Unless Simon Says, when Simon Says, you can do it. But if then somebody just says, do this, and you stupidly do it, well, you lost the game because Simon didn't say to do it. Well, go look it up on Google. If you don't know how to play it, they'll tell you. The machines will tell you. How about that? Machines can be useful. And all I've got to say, it's a great day. You know, Easter was last week. Everybody's going around saying Happy Easter. You know, I thought, and I'll pass it along since we're still kind of close to Easter, that some people celebrate it a week later. They're on a different calendar. Yeah, there's other calendars. Did you know that? Instead of saying Happy Easter, you might want to say Happy Resurrection Day, because that's what Easter is about. Christ arose from the grave and resurrected himself through the power of God and left our world back to the heavenly realms. Or you could call it Ascension Day also, because he ascended from our world back into the heavenly realms. So you might want to talk about that to your friends, and when it rolls around next year, start saying Happy Ascension Day, Happy Resurrection Day, you know? And there's a lot more sense than saying Happy Easter. I mean, what does Easter mean, you know? I mean, if you were talking to that big rock in the middle of the Pacific, Easter Island, you might say Happy Easter, you know? But outside of that, I believe people should be saying Happy Resurrection Day or Happy Ascension Day. Hey, this is a call-in radio station, you know, and you can even call in and say, yeah, I agree with that, or call in and tell us something amazing. Amazing things are happening right now, but you haven't heard that the laboratory of the mad doctors, the CERN particle beam accelerator over in Switzerland. Yeah, they fired it up last week. And they have they had a special CERN, weird ceremony, which that kind of points it to a demonic, and when it's weird, ceremony there, and it was videotaped and shared on the internet. And people are speculating that at that moment of energy increase, the solar eclipse, that they're going to use this machine. It's all fired up, heated up, or here to go. They're going to be trying to use that machine to open up a portal to some place where dark creatures still exist. You know, my intel that I've come across, apparently on Earth here, you see, back in October of 2023, it was declared that all physical reptilians and all physical Draco's had been removed from Earth. You know, all the physical ones. There might be some, you know, astral ones still around, but if they're opening up a portal, they're basically looking to bring some physical, like a physical army of reptilians. They might be on some other planet. They're all gone from here now, but come this Sunday, you know, these deep state mad scientists might be mind controlled to open up a portal to bring in some physical reptilians and Dracos, and maybe some spiritual ones too, or partial physical ones. Either way, they're demons, they're anti-God creatures. And so we need to keep that in the back of our minds. And right after we do the event, we might, or just casually thinking, any of us, anybody hears my voice tonight, just casually thinking, we don't want that to happen. We want that CERN facility to blow a fuse and shut it down. And if enough of us think about it, we could probably shut it down so they don't get to do anything. We don't have enough bad creatures running around still. Sure, we don't have any more reptilians or Dracos, but there's the bad humans are still in there. And they're in enough trouble themselves. Talk about bad humans. I don't know how true it is. I just happened to be cruising the internet, and somebody posted something talking about bad actors. You know, everybody probably knows about Netanyahu. Yeah. Did he start Yahoo? No, of course not. But that's how you say his name, Netanyahu. And the evil dictator of the Israeli government is what I would call him. But a crowd of people apparently broke through the security of where he resides, and they came running and charging, looking for him. You know, because the people are angry with him in Israel. You know, he's just. He's destroyed the reputation of the country. He's killing innocent Palestinians, obviously a servant of the devil himself, and a member of the deep state, a key player of the New World Order, all those bad things. And the people are getting fed up with this crap because he's dragging all the Israeli people in it. He's creating more war around the world by continuously punishing the innocent Palestinian people just to get at a few terrorists, you know. And as when I'm talking on this, you know, I've come across this whole Now, started, I've come across the info, it's really people putting the info out there, that the gates were purposely left open, and this is all under Netanyahu's watch, and that he took the soldiers away from the north part of Gaza and brought them up to the West Bank on purpose, leaving the gate wide open, basically. And, of course, the terrorists, they couldn't resist. They bloodthirsty, hateful creatures couldn't resist. Oh, we can go in there and butcher those Israeli people. And they did that. You know, so this whole thing was planned from the beginning on purpose by that dictator Netanyahu, that demon-serving Netanyahu. I hope they got to his house and, I don't know, dethroned him or something. But I don't know for sure. We'll have to check on the news tomorrow if it happened or late tonight. But that's an interesting change in the situation, because this guy, if you watch the regular news, he has no interest in ending the war or stopping punishing the regular Palestinian people. And nobody should be getting away with stuff like that in this day and age, especially out in the open, too, in Europe. And hopefully this will all end sooner. And I don't know. If you get a chance, I do my part with these things. I wrote a song that has meaning because I am a singer-songwriter and I have albums out there. And I don't know, about 6-7 years ago, I put an album. I had a song on it called Jerusalem. You know, I just did like one take and just put it out there on the CD, basically. That was it. Now, wait a second. I did two takes and I chose the best one. That was it. It took me 5 minutes to do the song. It's just a folk version. But the lyrics are meaningful. Certainly right now, more meaningful than ever. I just put it on the album as a pill song, and I'm always writing songs. And I try to write some message songs because I think that's a good way to put ideas out there. So in this particular song, the chorus, we could say, it says, and now it's time to leave our hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. And I think that's a good message to be out there now. You know? So that's it. If you're on YouTube or something, all the songs from my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, 23, they're all out there on YouTube. The courtesy of CD Baby. Yeah. It's not a bad group to hook up with, because they do things like that for you, and you only have a one-time fee to pay, and it's not that much. Plus, they help you hook up with ASCAP and stuff like that. So if you get an airplay, you'll get some royalties automatically. Airplay on stations that pay, this is an educational show, because I was shocked to find out, like when I end my show, I have my original song, I Gotta Be Somebody. I call it my anthem. It'll be yours too. And it plays at the end of every one of my shows. And so I contacted the ASCAP and said, how come I'm not getting any money for this? You know, every week that song plays. So that's 52 times a year that song gets played. It would be worth a couple of bucks or something, whatever, for the airplay. And then, they told me only stations that pay money to play the royalty game can be counted. So it doesn't make any sense to me why that has to be like that, because they're asking radio stations to basically pay the royalties. I don't know how it works like that, but apparently that's how it works. And I can understand why radio stations, not every radio station, if you don't have the big bucks to burn, you might think, I'm not going to get involved with that because it's just going to cost me money. So, hey, you just learned something about airplay and getting big royalties. It has to be with a station that has paid the money up front to ASCAP or BMI or whoever you're dealing with. And let me just say one more time, this is an educational show. And we'll just put the tone in the mood here and give a little education to people who are not aware about some of the crazy things that have been going on. Do you know that U.S. government and also occasionally some other governments had four treaties with the extraterrestrials. Treaties with the extraterrestrials. I want to tell you that no such thing, you know. But meanwhile, they had treaties with them. How about that? And the first one, amazingly, was back in 1944. And of course, who were these treaties were? And these treaties were over the bad guys, the negative alien alliances. And so then for technology, bad things were done. Like, yeah, okay, show us how to make this ray gun or a flying saucer, and we'll allow you to abduct human beings and experiment on them because we know that's what you'd like to do. And deals were made like that, and that's the kind of stuff that happened in these treaties. And as over the years went, it was found out that the negative ETs, their word isn't worth crap. And they violated all things they said they weren't going to do. Meanwhile, we got left holding back. Innocent people got abducted, impregnated, even sold as slaves to other worlds. You know, their slavery is out there in outer space still. Until all the dark forces are rounded up and destroyed, it still goes on. Yeah, there are space stations out in the galaxy. I don't know if they're in the solar system, might be in the solar system, but certainly out there. Whether they're artificial spheres or asteroids or what. Where they do training, they train live human beings, and I guess maybe other creatures too, for slavery. And the negative alien races buy slaves and use them for slave labor. That day, this has been going on in America here and around the world. They abduct children and they put them into slavery, and then they also use them for satanic rituals in underground bases. And it's still going on. Groups sometimes refer to that as the White Hats. They search out these places and they free these poor innocent children who've been abducted and abused. And this is going on. So anyhow, back in the dreams, the first one was in 1944. And then there was one in 1954. I think that's the famous one with General Eisenhower. And by the famous ET named Valiant Lore, who claimed to be from Venus at another density level or another dimension above the physical one. Of course, we all know physical 3D on Venus. It's a cook stove. It's unbelievably hot temperatures, nothing that we know. We couldn't exist on the surface. But there's apparently life forces existing in other dimensions centered around the planet Venus. You know, they're in higher realities and they are above all the fire and heat. And they don't have to deal with that. And that's how they can exist, or they're living underground. But valiant bore the claim to be from Venus. So he met with President Eisenhower, and he made us an offer that we shouldn't have refused. They were willing to, and the group he represented, were willing to give humanity free energy. You know? And the whole planet, we all would have had free energy. But because of the greed of the oil companies and the energy sellers, they bullied President Eisenhower, by whatever means they did, to bully him, and they convinced him to say no to that grand offer, which would have moved us along economically, socially, and enjoyably. The whole world would have been better off. But because of the corporate energy companies and of course, the deep state that's controlled by the negative aliens, the New World Order that's controlled by the negative aliens, and the bankers that are controlled by the negative aliens, he couldn't say yes to that. Then there was another treaty in 1962. I'm not sure what happened there. And the most recent treaty with the, well, I don't know if it's the most recent one, but there was another one in 1979. And this treaty, other nations participated in, like Israel, Germany, Norway, and South Africa. How about that? So it's just the stuff that's been going on that has been kept from us, but shouldn't have been. We all should have known that. And what can I say? There's so much information about aliens now out there. A good one to catch is a 3-hour and 14-minute video explanation of a lecture being given by a man called Phil Schneider. That's it. Look up that name, Phil Schneider, and then look for the video that's a little over 3 hours long. And it won't be boring. He tells you about the ETs he had a battle with, where he shot them. They shot him with some radioactive weapon, blew up a couple of his fingers, put a hole in his stomach, but he survived. And he has a world, in 3 hours, he has a world of information that will knock your socks off. And then it's just one person. But just to give you an example, some of the things he talks about, like the Nazis training our CIA. The Nazis actually had spacecraft back in the late 30s, or around 1940. We have spacecraft that can travel. United States of America, the military, has spacecraft that can travel 90,000 miles per hour. We have 29 different types of flying saucers. Yeah. How about that? Small shuttlecraft can go 40,000 miles per hour. The information just continues to go on and on and on and on and on. And there's just, here's another thing I remember. He mentioned that the Bikini Atoll, where they were setting off the atom bombs in 1946, there were pictures taken of motherships watching the event. And also, apparently while they were setting the bombs off there, they had discovered an alien base underground, and I guess they wanted to get rid of it underneath the atolls here. And this was their idea of getting rid of it. Let's set up a couple of nuclear bombs, and this is what happened. all this stuff is going on, but it's been kept from us, you know? It's just unbelievable. And like I said, this guy, Phil Schneider, who had ultra clearance, he got to see all this stuff and he got to pound out about it. And I guess after he did enough lectures, they went and killed him, apparently, because that's what the negative military people do. If you break your agreement of non-disclosure. But these people are giving their lives to tell us the truth. And we can only thank them for that. And there's many other whistleblowers out there now talking about their experiences on the secret projects they were on. And like I mentioned, the word Nazis before, yeah, during World War II, they moved their whole UFO operation down to Antarctica. Hey, is this an educational show or what? And they took it there and going, and then I think it was 1948, Admiral Byrd, the U.S. Navy, was sent down there to investigate what's still going on down there. And the flying saucers came out from their hidden locations, and they destroyed his ships and sent him back with his tail between his legs. And they even told them, the only reason we're not totally destroying you and allowing you to live is so you can go back and tell your president that you are not welcome here. We own Antarctica and don't ever come back. And this happened in 1948. So they were still making flying saucers down there, and the Nazi Party was still in control. And the Nazi Party still exists today in different places. And hey, if you listen to even on the regular news, you'll hear little bits of Putin saying that he wants to get part of the reason he invaded Ukraine is because the Nazis are there making trouble for Russia. And okay, the Nazis never liked the Russians. They tried to conquer Russia during World War II. And that's part of the thing with Ukraine. Of course, Ukraine, you know, you don't get the real news. And that's why they don't allow real reporters at the battle scenes, because they don't want you to know the truth of what's going on. It's all bad truth about Ukraine. It's a horrible government. They're crooks, they're money launderers, and they engage all kinds of bad things. They allow biohazard labs to be placed on their land right near the Russian border. And no wonder why Putin wants to get rid of the government there, because they're making him feel uneasy. And just like the rest of Europe, King, well, they're all puppets for the New World Order. And that's what all the war stuff is too, you know, because that's the game plan. Get everybody fighting about everything, and then you won't be able to unite as humanity. And we do need to unite as humanity to get our heads on straight and get our good vibrations out there. So prepare for the event, you know, like I started the show out with talking about the event. That's where our focus needs to be, not on these stupid conflicts that are being purposely started, you know, purposely started by the New World Order to create chaos all over the world so they can think they're going to set up their New World Government. I mean, they've gone as far as they can already. You'd think they'd be happy. They basically control every national government in the world, including the American government. And that's another thing that we need to get on the ball with here in America. We need to start taking control of our government. And there recently have been some successful battles happening, and we found some loopholes in the wording of the law and stuff like that, where we can go after these fake government officials, and they're all fake traitors now, because if you're not aware of that, in 1871, the U.S. corporation was formed, you know, an idea by the bankers, you know, to get their foot in the door and to make America a corporation, which gave them the ability to alter the Constitution, create fake laws, violate the Constitution by setting up an alternative government. And then they eventually, because nobody complained about that, we all got to accept it as that was the real government. We still have a fake government here in America. Still in 1871 corporate America, you know. Everybody in the Congress, they're all traitors because they pledged allegiance to a corporation pretending to be the U.S. government. They're not. And when we got this election coming up in November, we can bring this all to an end and, you know, just end it all there at the election. You know, never mind the inauguration. We can end it at the election by enough loopholes have been found where we can take command of the election. In fact, we should seriously think about that. You know, I'm a take command type person, and I say when the November 4th, we just need to prepare for it now, that we the people need to do our own counting and own voting and just tell them, we're going to do it the right way, and you're not going to stop us because we're not going to participate in your fraudulent voting system, and we're not going to use your crooked machines that you can cheat with, and we're not going to make it difficult for people to vote. And we ought to start planning for that now. So when election can forget about the federal government monitoring this, we're going to have the real federal government of the people. The people are going to hold the election, and that's the way it should be. Forget about the Democrat Party and the Republican Party and any political party, because political parties never serve the people. And they can't be trusted, first of all. You know, this republic system we have, the way it is written up, and how once people get in power, how difficult it is to get rid of them, this does not work. And that's why we have a lot here in Congress, and that's why nothing gets done. And we need to stop being the traitors. They're all traitors. It's a big corporation pretending to be the real government of America. Everybody get that through your head. And we have to take command of the situation when the people, and have ourselves ready for the election in November and declare that we the people are going to control this election, and we're going to decide where the election voting will take place. We won't have it in your prescribed places of voting. We'll come up with our own prescribed places of voting, and we'll have a fair system of allowing people to vote, and there will be no electronic tabulating. Sure, it's going to take a lot of time and effort. But we're going to do it right this time, and we're not going to let you cheat us out of an election and put your cronies in by playing around, manipulating figures and everything like that. And it'll be just too bad, you know. You can have your fake election, but we're going to have a real election, you know, just right alongside yours. And we're not going to listen to whom you said won the election, because we know that anything that you, the present government, says, the fake government, is a lie. And this is how we have to get tough and do it. You know? And we're not going to vote for these crooked candidates. We're not going to vote for Biden, and we're not going to vote for Trump either. You know, because both of them don't want to acknowledge that it's a crooked election, a crooked federal government. They don't want to come out publicly and say it. And we know Biden is nothing but a puppet, but what's holding Trump back? He supposedly knows about a lot of the things going on behind the scenes, but he isn't putting a peep out there. He thinks he's going to do a repeat of the last the 2016 election when he got elected. You know, go out there and grandstand in front of the people and be insulting, rude, and everything else. Well, I don't think that's going to work this time, you know? We don't want that. We want people that really, you know, we need to be voting for real people, not political candidates, especially anyone from the Democrat or Republican parties, because they are nothing but pawns for the corporate world order, you know? All of them. New world order pawns. And obnoxiously, fraudulently pretending to be real public servants when they're not. Because they pledged allegiance to a corporation which is not the United States of America. I hope everyone's getting this. You know? Well, hey, this was a call-in radio show. There's only 5 minutes left. 888-1676-008. All you can do now probably is call up and say hi. There wouldn't be too much to talk about. But this is the new time for my show. And this is your host, Tom Medicine. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And as we're getting down to the end of the show, hey, I'm telling everybody, tell your friends about this new time slot. And tell them to bring their telephones if they want to call in. What else can I say? I have a friendly cell phone site. Makes it easy to read on your cell phone. If you can remember this, 2020presidenttomedicine.com. That's me. That's it. I ran in the last election. I'll be in this one, too, as a write-in candidate. But just check it out. It's easy. It's a cell phone, the only cell phone friendly site of anybody. And I invented it. I put it together with a little help from my friends. Thank you, Beatles, for writing that song. And that's it, 2020presidenttomedicine. That is my real name, P-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, 2020presidenttomedicine.com. Now, when you get there, you'll see 2024 money again. How about that? As a write-in candidate, and that's the only way to beat the big guys. I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear the lead guitar solo in one of my favorite songs called Are You the Party in Kind? It's a guitar solo I invented. It's just too cool to not have played once a week. Are You the Party in Kind? Oh, I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. Tell your friends to tune in next week. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be freedom, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.